The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 17, Operation No More Tears, taken from the prophecy of Isaiah. From Isaiah 9, 11, 40, 50, 53, 55, and 60. Do you know what your name means? Well, there was once a man called Isaiah. And his name meant God to the rescue. That might sound like a bit of a funny name to you, but it was just the right name for Isaiah, because God had a special job for Isaiah. You see, Isaiah's job was to listen to God and then tell people what he heard. Now, God let Isaiah know a secret. God was going to mend his broken world. He showed Isaiah his secret rescue plan, Operation No More Tears. This is the message God gave Isaiah. It was like a letter God wrote to his children. Dear little flock, you're all wandering away from me, like a sheep in an open field. You have always been running away from me, and now you're lost. You can't find your way back. But I can't stop loving you. I will come to find you. So, I am sending you a shepherd to look after you and love you, to carry you home to me. You've been stumbling around like people in a dark room, but into the darkness a bright light will shine. It will chase away all the shadows like sunshine. A little baby will be born, a royal son. His mommy will be a young girl who doesn't have a husband. His name will be Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us. He is one of King David's children's children's children, the Prince of Peace. Yes, someone is going to come and rescue you, but he won't be who anyone expects. He will be a king, but he won't live in a palace, and he won't have lots of money. He will be poor, and he will be a servant, but this king will heal the whole world. He will be a hero. He will fight for his people and rescue them from their enemies. But he won't have big armies, and he won't fight with swords. He will make the blind see. He will make the lame to leap like deer. He will make everything the way it was always meant to be. But people will hate him, and they won't listen to him. He will be like a lamb. He will suffer and die. It's the secret rescue plan we made from before the beginning of the world. It's the only way to get you back. But he won't stay dead. I will make him alive again. And one day, when he comes back to rule forever, the mountains and the trees will dance and sing for joy. The earth will shout out loud. His fame will fill the whole earth as the waters cover the sea. Everything sad will come untrue. Even death is going to die. And he will wipe away every tear from every eye. Yes, the rescuer will come. Look for him. Watch for him. Wait for him. He will come, I promise. Poor Isaiah. He read God's letter over and over to God's people, but no one listened to him at all. Ever. They didn't want to hear God's promise. They didn't believe it. Did it sound maybe too good to be true? A story that ends happily ever after? Well, it does sound like a fairy tale, doesn't it? And, as anyone will quickly tell you, fairy tales aren't true. Or are they? Okay, today we saw the story of Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet of God. Now, what does that mean? A prophet is someone that God gives a message to. God wanted to talk to his people, wanted to tell them to come back to him. Many of them had started to worship other things that were not God. They had turned away from God, and as punishment, their kingdom, their country, was taken over by other people, and many of them were carried away as slaves. It was very bad. And God allowed this to happen to show them that they needed him. Now, eventually, they turned back to God. And part of it was through the writings of prophets like Isaiah. They would give people the message from God, which very many times was, turn away from the bad things you are doing. God loves you and wants to take care of you if you will follow him and trust him. And so God gave Isaiah a message to turn back to God. Now, also in Isaiah's message, there were many times when God said that he would send someone, a special servant, who would do many things. And he described Jesus in many different ways. He talked about how he would be born. He talked about what he would do. He talked about who he would be. And so there were many signs that God gave through Isaiah to show who the coming promised one would be. And Jesus actually did all those things. He did all of the things that God promised that he would do. And so, Isaiah wrote, and in the story, we saw it kind of like a letter, God writing to his people, telling them that even though they were far from him, even though they were like a lost sheep in the dark, that he would come, a shepherd, a light, someone to rescue them and bring them back. His name would be Emmanuel, which means God with us. And Jesus fulfilled those promises. That means he made them come true. They came true in the life of Jesus. That Jesus was Emmanuel. Jesus was God with us. God came to live among us, to be with us, to show us the way back to God, to rescue us. He was like a sheep. He was sacrificed and killed to pay the punishment for our sins. But he came back. He came back to life. He didn't stay dead. And in the end, he will come back and he will rule. And all of nature and heaven and earth will rejoice when he makes everything like it was supposed to be. Yes, he will wipe away all the tears from our eyes and make everything right for those who follow him. So do you believe? Will you follow him?